For the past few nights, I have awakened to the sound of my own gnashing of teeth. I throw the covers off, grab my book, and head for the kitchen. Within the crisper are Fuji apples with my name written all over one of the light golden pink orbs. A few minutes of slicing into halves and carving out the core, and I am seconds away from relief. Michael Pollan, author of The Botany of Desire, is less interested in the health benefits from apples, but rather the sweetness in which they have evolved. He could care less that I chose the apple to ease my ache, and more that I chose it for its firmness. In his writing, he points out, an apple a day keeps the doctor away was a marketing ploy growers dreamt up to keep temperance movement at bay. Ah, but I'm getting ahead of the story. Pollan starts with the adventures of John Chapman, also known as Johnny Appleseed, and his quest to bring apples to America. Even during pioneer times, John was seen as an oddity. He did not like the company of others and preferred to be in the wilds, bedding under the stars. Instead of a scow to transport his seeds, he lashed two dugout logs together and filled one with heaping amounts of apple seeds, and then sat on the other side to balance. The contraption, resembling a catamaran, was seen often afloat with its napping captain. Mr. Chapman was essentially an early American land speculator. He bought land on the many tributaries of the Ohio River and commenced to establishing apple orchards. The land had to meet his specifications first. It had to be flat, clear of brush, approximately 2 acres, and near the water's edge. By the time settlers moved into the area, his orchards were 2 years old, and he sold the seedlings for 6.5 cents each. Here's a story most children's books omit. Apples were not to be eaten. They were for drinking. Sugar did not exist in frontier America. It was hard cider the pioneers made, although hard is a term coined in the 20th century. Before refrigeration, all cider was hard because pioneers did not have a way to keep sweet cider sweet. This is just one of the many stories in The Botany of Desire by Pollan, his main point being our relationship with plants determines their survival. Through four different examples, apple, tulip, marijuana, and potato, he proves mankind is swayed by sweetness, beauty, intoxication, and control. At 3 a.m., I am swayed by relief and a good book. I hope you enjoy this and happy reading.